Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the final edition of the Christian Arcan Andy Hart, host one, host two, WEEI afternoon show. Bittersweet. Although I will not be going very far. The Christian Arcan show starts on Tuesday, 6 o'clock. And the new WEEI afternoon show, Ted Johnson, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, begins at 2 o'clock on Tuesday as well. I don't think any of us are going to be in on Monday, right? Monday's the holiday. I think we're all off on Monday.
Yep.
And the new schedule will take shape and launch both of those time slots starting on Tuesday. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to having my own show, my own name on it. That's going to be fun. And I know you're looking forward to working with Ted, Andy, because Ted not only has a great relationship with Mike Vrabel, but has won many Super Bowls and is a man about town around here and the guy that everybody knows and everybody loves. And just so you know,
that is true. I haven't heard a bad word about him.
I worked with Ted a few times. Get ready, because there's going to be a lot of calls of people just calling in to tell Ted how great he is. And you're just going to have to deal with it.
Nope.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
I am cutting people off and dropping them, because I'm going to be in the host one seat. I'm going to have my finger on the button, and I'm going to know how to use the button by that time.
I don't want it.
Day one, we'll just do that. As a group, everybody listening, we'll all acknowledge that Ted, I loved him. He was like what I wanted to be, if we're being honest. I was just 5'9", white middle linebacker in high school, and he was... I was going to get there. I can acknowledge my own shortcomings.
And they are short.
But no, I was a middle linebacker in high school in the old days. And like, he was freshly drafted to the Patriots, like badass, coming off the heels of like Vincent Brown. You had him who would like flex carrying his pads. And you're like, what is that on the back of your arm?
I didn't know there were muscles that even existed.
But he's an old school. And it's funny because I think Keith said it to me. What would Ted be in modern football? And I'm going to ask him this at some point. I'm not sure there's a place for him. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. The game has just changed.
Yeah.
And
big, hard-hitting, sort of lumbering linebacker. He wasn't fat. He wasn't slow, but he wasn't, like, fast.
No. And as he said, like, come off the field on third down.
Right.
Well, now, everything's kind of third down.
Right.
Everything's, like, sub-defense.
Like, the best linebackers now, like your Roquan Smiths and guys like that.
Much smaller, faster, quicker.
Yeah, they're like safeties almost. Yeah.
Marte Mapu, is he a safety? Mm-hmm. Is he a linebacker? Well, there was no questioning whether Ted Johnson was a safety. No, he was a linebacker.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, he was in the Brandon Spikes world of, coach, I'll give you, like, this from, you know, the C-gap to the C-gap. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Not quite sideline
to sideline.
Somebody
else handle that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, I'm very much looking forward to this, though, because you said it. I have, other than, he's got an axe to grind with Belichick, that's the only negative I've heard, and that's what they say about me if I dare question anything Belichick did. Other than that, everybody loves him.
Yeah.
I've not heard of people that work with him, fans, people that met, I met him at a bar one night, he was the nicest guy. Everybody loves Ted Johnson.
We did a show at Apex Entertainment. It was me, him, and I think Bedard, the three of us, or maybe Bedard just came on for an hour or something, but it was us two, and Bedard was there. I forget if he did the whole show or not, but either way, the people lined up. They formed a line just to come up and talk, not even to get an autograph, just come up and say, hey, Ted, I really like you. You're the man. Like, that. The line stretched all the way around back by the bowling alley, over by the virtual games, around NFL Blitz and the go-karts and everything. It wrapped around the entire facility. Everybody just waiting to say hi to Ted. And the show would start. We'd go back into our thing. They'd stand there patiently looking at us. And then as soon as we go to commercial, Ted, you're the best. Oh, I love you, Ted. You're awesome. It was something
Plus
else.
Plus, he's sort of he's just a big, imposing figure. He's what you think a football player, linebacker looks like. And then for me, there's that little bit of, he's one of the guys I see in those old Patriots blues.
Yeah.
Like, I see that 52, and it's just like, that was part of that era.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, he spanned it into the Super Bowl era. But when I think of Bledsoe, Ted Johnson, Curtis Martin, kind of that era of the mid-90s.
Law and Bruce.
He's a big part of that.
Malloy was part of it, too. Yeah, all those
like,
guys.
That was a fun era. And that was, you know, heyday. I was in high school and a, you know, big-time Patriots fan. Hadn't even gone to college yet. Never mind gotten into the business or all of that.
So how do the Patriots get back to those good times? How do they do it?
Like that and have players that we just talked about.
That would certainly help. And I think that's what you need to do. You need to draft your way out of this this funk that you're in. You can go out and you can spend money in free agency, and I hope that they do. They have to a certain extent because they got to get up to the floor. But that being said, you can only do so much in free agency. I think we all know that. Even if you have a great free agency class, that only gets you so far. What gets you out of the basement, what gets you out of the crapper, is drafting your way out of it. And they have to do that. They can't fall into being like Cleveland, who sucks every year, and then they pick first, second, or third, and they end up with Tim Couch and Courtney Brown and Trent Richardson and, you know, all these guys other than Joe, not Joe Smith, what the hell was the offensive lineman? The Hall of Fame offensive lineman that they had in Cleveland all those years.
Joe Thomas.
Thank you very much.
You okay?
And Joe Hayden was the other guy. I was thinking of the two Joes, and I couldn't think of either one of their last names. Joe Thomas and Joe
Hayden.
Tried
to think of two. I got none.
In the span of like 25 years, those are the only two good draft picks they had. Braylon Edwards, Kellen Winslow. Like, they picked high in all these drafts, and they whiffed and whiffed and whiffed and whiffed. The Patriots, at the very least, you can say, In the time of this rebuild, doesn't look like they whiffed on the quarterback. It looks like they hit on that. It looks like they got a hit there. But that can't be it. You're picking fourth. You better hit again. You're going to be down there. Even if you're not top 10, you've got to start hitting on these first and second round picks. And this needs to be the year that it starts.
So we joke about it, but let's look at that 1995 draft that brought us Ted Johnson.
Okay.
23rd pick, Ty Law.
Mm.
Pretty good player now.
Pretty good.
Ended up in Canton.
Pretty good.
57th pick.
Good vodka, too.
57th pick, Ted Johnson.
Mm.
Pretty good player.
Pretty,
Pro Bowl middle linebacker.
Pretty good, yeah.
74th pick, Curtis Martin. Hall of Fame running back.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
88th pick, Jimmy Hitchcock. Defensive back.
He played well,
played
and Hitchcock was a player, yeah.
112th pick, Dave Wallabaugh. Starting center.
I remember him, yep.
So we are now we're five rounds into the draft, and they've all either started, contributed, or, I don't know, gone to Canton.
Yeah.
Multiple Canton guys, multiple team Hall of Fame caliber guys, and then it falls off Dino Filia and Carlos Yancey.
How dare you disrespect Dino Filia in front of me like that?
But let's you liked him?
I don't know.
Let's go to the next year's draft. How about this? 7th pick, Terry Glenn.
Mm.
36th pick, Lawyer Malloy.
Mm.
86th pick, Teddy Bruschi. Heath Irwin came next. He played.
Yep.
Chris Sullivan came neck. Next.
Came neck.
Neck. Hey. I'm thinking of Ted Johnson, and I just got neck on my mind. Guy's got a massive neck. what?
Nothing.
He's got a big neck.
Exactly. Stiz knows what I'm laughing at. Neck is a term that's used for
what?
For
really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
You've never heard that before?
So, like,
girl gives
just
I don't even want to. Yeah.
No. I've heard the thing on top of your neck to describe that.
Yes, but neck is another way to describe it.
Really?
Yes.
And I can't say it.
You look up neck in Urban Dictionary. You'll
see. Yes. Andy, they're connected.
It's true.
No, I know, but I feel like
the neck bone's connected to the head bone.
That's right. All right. Patriots draft, gentlemen. I know this is your last show, Arcan.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He's throwing all caution to
him. So anyway, that necking aside, those are the kind of drafts they need. Because those two drafts were not only the core of the mid-90s rebuild.
Yeah.
They were part of the core of the early dynasty.
Absolutely.
So you did it in 95. Maybe you didn't get the full payoff until 2001, 2003, 2004 in that era. But that was the foundation of a dynasty. And I'm not saying there's another dynasty coming. And I'm not saying you had to get multiple Hall of Famers in one draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's shooting too high. How about multiple starters?
Yeah.
Did they get multiple starters this year?
They did not.
I mean, I guess maybe Layden Robinson's a starter.
He was, but he had to be.
By default.
You know, yeah, right. He was like, still the worst, one of the worst guards in the league. But yeah, Polk, not the player. Caden Wallace was hurt. Robinson, Baker didn't play. Dial was not a starter. Milton was a backup. Bell was a third string tight end. So yeah, I mean, you go down a little bit. Now, Gonzalez, he could be part of something special. We might look back on that draft and say, Gonzalez, that was a big one. Gonzalez and White, I think, could get better. You know, this was sort of a step back and a setback for him this year. Maybe getting coached by a guy like Mike Vrabel brings out the best of Keon White. I certainly hope it does. And, you know, Pop Douglas and Booty were both contributors on the offense this year. I wouldn't say they were good, but no one was good. They were probably the two best wide receivers on the team, I'd say, right? Booty and Douglas?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. There's
neck has a lot of meanings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One is slang for killing oneself.
I've not heard that one.
Yeah, and one is an absolute absurd statement.
I'd never heard
it. Urban Dictionary has some things on there that, like, so nobody
uses. You got to be really careful.
Yeah.
I mean, I could mean that's crazy talk or that's what you guys were referring to. I love how third. So yours is number one on the list, what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is the area between your head and your shoulders.
Oh, well.
Do I need the Urban Dictionary for
I
that?
Think that's just the regular
that's
dictionary.
That's just the dictionary.
It's the Oxford... Right, Webster's the traditional dictionary has meaning. That one, yeah. But with so many drafts, like 2022, that draft is looking like one of the worst they've ever had. The Cole Strange, Tyquan Thornton draft is looking like one of their worst drafts of all time.
Yeah.
The Mac Jones draft not looking great right now, even though Barmore and Stevenson contributed. Barmore, who knows what's up with him, and Stevenson seems like he's on the way out. The Duggar, Uche, Jennings draft, I mean, you got Onwenu out of that, but that's it. And before that's the N'Keal Harry, Juwan Williams, Chase Winovich draft, which, again, yielded you next to nothing. And you want to even go down one more year before that, Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel. Michelle's out of the league now. At least he contributed to a Super Bowl. The rest of that draft blows. Bentley. I mean, Bentley's still playing. But, like, these are three or four, maybe five drafts out of the last six that yielded nothing. You don't have starters. You don't have Hall of Famer. You don't have anything.
Right.
I mean, really.
Two that brought eight. Starters
set the foundation for what ended up being the greatest run ever. I mean, that's, you know,
and that's,
or the first part of it anyway. Yeah,
and that's usually how it works. Any of those runs, you can do the same thing back in the 70s, the Patriots heyday in the 70s. They had a couple drafts there where they drafted like Hannah, Stanley Morgan,
yeah.
like a bunch of guys that could really contribute. And I think if you looked around most teams that turn it around, the first thing is the quarterback. If you're going to be good, you got to get the quarterback. But like mm-hmm. Cincinnati, what followed the quarterback or what was in a stretch? T. Higgins,
right.
Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, right? Like you have to hit that little swerve there. And they haven't even come. They haven't been, I would say, average, never mind good or something that could propel you towards a foundational existence.
These last couple of drafts, I feel like everybody has called them the most important draft in the history of the Patriots.
Yep.
That's happened like four or five times
yep.
over the last however many years.
And it's here again.
The Mac Jones draft, that was considered the most important draft ever because now you're going to replace Tom Brady. And then last year's was the most important because it's Gerard Mayo's first year and this is the next step in the Patriots. And now
gotta
this one's going to be the same thing, right? I mean, it's going to be the same thing. You're picking in the top five again. It's going to be a very important draft for you in terms of getting out of this morass that you're in here down at the bottom of the league. And I mean, you know, the pressure maybe has something to do with it. The fact that Elliot Wolf is maybe not the best guy for this job has something to do with it. I'm curious to how this is all going to go. I trust Mike Vrabel that he can go out and coach guys up. I don't know how he is with personnel. So I really don't. I know he likes A.J. Brown. That's promising, I guess. But I don't know how he is with the rest of these personnel guys. I don't know. Tennessee, he didn't leave that team in any sort of great shakes when he was fired from there.
No, but it wasn't just him. And there
right.
was personnel questions and people and that whole thing. And then it got personal, I think. There
right.
was personnel, and then it got personnel with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that became an issue. You know how they always point back to that Redskins staff, as it was at the time,
yes.
under Gruden.
Yeah.
And it has all the great coaches. Shanahan, McVay, mm-hmm. everybody who's a coach was on that staff, it feels like.
Yes.
Do you think there's a better chance that this personnel group in New England right now, Groh, Wolf, Cowden, like that trio,
mm-hmm.
is like that, and in 5 years, one of them might still be here and two of them have gone off to run other teams because they rebuilt the Patriots and they got hot under Mike Vrabel and earned their reputation?
Okay,
or this is a too many cooks in the kitchen absolute disaster?
I think it's more likely to be the second thing.
Yeah.
If it's between those two, I hope it's not an absolute disaster. I'd like to think it's something in between that. But if you're asking what it's going to be more like, do you think they're all going to go off and get a new job and be tasked with leading other teams because they did such a great job here? No.
And people
based on their past track record, I'd say no.
People like to pounce on you for your negativity,
yeah.
which I generally agree with.
You also do that, yeah.
but in this case, so Matt Groh had power and a crappy draft. He drafted all these fast. Tyquan Thornton's fast and Pierre Strong's fast and all these things didn't work. Okay, so we'll give the power to Elliot Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went out there and he drafted two linemen, two wide receivers, and out of the four of them, maybe you got one who can play in Laydon Robinson. And now you bring in Ryan Cowden, not mm-hmm. that he or the Cowden-Vrabel combo, to pair up with guys who, in the short term, have proven they can't do the job.
Right.
Like, none of this seems on paper like it's going to work. Doesn't mean it can't work. I just would say on paper, logically, if you just got their resumes up and, hey, you guys want to compare notes on what you've done recently, it doesn't really look like it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't. By the way, we have a little bit of news here from today about the offensive coordinator search.
Ooh.
Luke McCown was a guy that was on the list. Adam Schefter today said that McCown is going to stay in Minnesota until he gets a head coach job. So that means
is
no
it Luke
coordinator
or Josh?
Job.
What did I say? I thought it was Josh.
Did I say Luke?
You said Luke.
I think it is Josh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're right. It is Josh. My bad.
Now, there are both.
I mix up all the McCowns.
Okay, yeah.
There's another one, too. Isn't there three McCowns?
Well, I think there's a McNown and a McCown.
Ah.
There's two McCowns and a McNown.
Aha.
That's you got to clean that up before you do a night show. If you're by yourself, who's going to, you know, clean it up for you?
I'm just going to steamroll right
Actually,
past
the
it.
The texters will yeah. send it in, and then you can read them, your buddies.
Yeah. I also don't care. McCown, Josh McCown, Luke McCown, whatever his name is staying in Minnesota. He doesn't want to be a coordinator. He's going to stay there until he gets a head coaching job. That's a bit of a gambit, wouldn't you say? Like, you're a quarterbacks coach. You think you're just going to go straight to the head coach without having to be a coordinator in between? That's a little bold.
Or does he just not like any of the opportunities
that certainly be that, yeah.
are going to present themselves? Now, is that just a shot at the Patriots? Does he not like this opportunity? Does he not comfortable with what that might be? I don't know. I think it's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah.
Because...
Or does that show maybe the Patriots' destination isn't as hot as we think?
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely a way you could read it. Because if you look at Minnesota... They lose Kirk Cousins mm-hmm. and then do a great job with Sam Darnold. So there's like a positive upswing the
right.
last couple of weeks aside. The, mm-hmm. it petered out at the end, but still, they got a lot out of Sam Darnold. What if J.J. McCarthy isn't, you know, any great shakes next year?
Yeah.
The bloom could be off O'Connell. The bloom could be off my guy Wes Phillips, Josh McCown, anybody who's there. So
Josh McCown interviewed with the Jets today, by the way. They interviewed literally everybody who's ever touched the football in their life. But, yeah, they did interview Josh McCown to be the head coach.
For head coach.
For head coach, yes.
Okay. So he thinks coordinator jobs are just beneath him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for you. Good luck. Whatever.
Good luck out there. Josh McCown, by the way, looks like Drago a little bit. There's pictures of him where he looks like Ivan Drago. Or who's the guy who played him? What's his name?
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren. He does have a little bit of a Dolph Lundgren thing going on here, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and he's kind of always had that. I don't know, like this is, I give all the credit to O'Connell. I'm not ready to assume O'Connell is McVay.
Mm.
Like, what are the chances that O'Connell breaks free from McVay, where everybody who comes off McVay or a lot of people that come off McVay are good? What's the chances that Kevin O'Connell, everybody he has touch with, becomes great?
Yeah.
Seems not likely to me.
No, but eventually the next round of coaching trees and all that, you know, that's going to bear some fruit here.
Right.
And we'll see who all these guys are. I don't know if O'Connell's going to be one of them, but, you know, right now the McVay-Shanahan thing, those are young guys, and they have their trees. So it's like, it's going to be a while before their underlings start sprouting their own trees. These guys are still in their 30s and 40s, right?
Yeah, but people don't seem to care.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's like fast track it. I mean, McVay is like 38 now, and it feels like he's been around forever. He was the youngest coach in the league forever until Mayo overtook that crown last year, mm-hmm. and that didn't work out. So
no.
is he back to being the youngest guy? Is McVay the youngest coach in the NFL right now?
I don't know.
Okay, good talk.
I have no idea. I don't know how old the Callahan, I think, is pretty young, right? The new guy in Tennessee and Seattle. I think both of those guys are pretty young.
Sean McVay was too.
Looks like Mike McDonald has taken that crown.
McDonald,
this year.
Yeah, in Seattle. That's what I thought. All right, 617-779-7937. One final time. Let's go to our friend Steve in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
How are you guys?
Good.
I was transitioning to listening and picking up the call. I picked my call up. I think you missed somebody important in the 96 draft.
Uh huh.
Aftermath. Did you say they signed Adam Vinatieri?
Yeah, but that's not a draft.
Yeah, he didn't draft him.
It was a draft.
We're talking about who they drafted. They didn't draft Vinatieri. Okay.
Thanks for the call,
Good
Steve.
Talk, Steve.
That
I don't
was
know,
the
I don't
best
know what the hell that was.
Call
yeah.
ever from Steve.
It was.
I didn't even get angry.
It was succinct.
Yeah.
It asked a question that was not a good question because we were talking about players who were drafted, so Vinatieri had nothing to do with that. Then he didn't respond, and that was it.
It was like that old Can You Hear Me Now commercial. We can't, and we love it.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve, we'll miss you, buddy.
Thank you, cell phone.
So there you go. 617. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. You want to get out of this, Patriots? You can spend money in free agency, and I hope you do. I really hope you do. I hope you sign some tackles. I hope you sign some wideouts. I even hope you signed a running back. You know, and there's not a lot of good ones out there this year. It's not like last year. Last year was a running back. That was a great free agency class of running backs. This year, not so much. You got Harris. You got Aaron Jones. You got Jones's old backup. What's his name from? He's not in Minnesota anymore. Madison.
Yeah.
You know, you got a couple other guys out there, but really, all the money you want to spend, you can spend it. But you got to draft your way out of this. That's the only way. It's the only way to ensure that you're not going to be down here bottom feeding again for the rest of the time. And already, I think in the last two drafts, at the very least, you've gotten hits at the top of it. You got to keep doing that. And you got to get some more down below those picks as well, because you haven't done much of that lately either. But it's doable. It's possible. I just wonder if Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolf and Cowden and Groh and the rest of those guys, that brain trust, I wonder if they're up for the task. We'll see, I guess. 617-779-7937. We'll break a little earlier because it is time to decide who's the dumber one between you and me. A final quiz.
Who's the negative? Who's the smarter one?
No. We're going to find out who's dumber. That's true. That is the final quiz with Stiz coming your way right after Dan Ball gets
you. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Caught up on what's trending. WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, and we've been doing quizzes with Stizzes for, I don't know, a couple weeks now at least, maybe about a month, and we are tied up.
Yep.
We are tied up at 5 wins apiece, is that right?
5-5 with one tie that we didn't think was humanly possible, but somehow was.
5-5-1.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We are, to this point, intellectual equals, but that is going to change. One of us will declare victory and be the true brains of the operation, this operation that now has only 30 minutes left before it gets blown to smithereens. So,
Old Yellard.
Without any further ado, before it gets taken behind the shed and Old Yellard, let's get one final quiz with Stiz with me and Andy Hart.
All right, gentlemen, you may notice we have some different music tonight. That's because we are going to switch things up for tonight's final quiz with Stiz. Dan is coming in. He is going to hand you 10 pieces of paper and a Sharpie. And we are going to find out in the 5-6 months that you guys have worked together side by side to deliver impeccable content, how well you two know each other.
Oh, I don't have to close the screen for this. Twitch chat can't help us with this, I don't think.
So I
they might if they're close.
I guess maybe they could be, yeah.
I have interviewed both of you separately, and I have the answers. And so we will run through these 10 questions, and I'll ask the question. You will both fill them out at the same time. Little time limit, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, something like that. And then we'll see how well you guys know each other. Are you ready for your first question?
I'm ready.
I'm screwed.
All right, Mr. Hart and Mr. Arcan, name the one thing that aggravates your co-host the most about you.
Okay.
This has been a topic of conversation this week.
Oh, every day.
And just probably generally obvious for most of the run of this show.
Or I could just write everything.
Right. You could just write the name of the host. And all right, Andy, you're emoting that you're done. Christian, you good?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
All right.
Are we supposed to show a certain place?
Show your camera.
Show a certain place.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Yeah, I got a place.
Show my neck.
Right
my neck.
Andy.
Now, which camera?
What is the thing that you do that annoys Arcan the most? What did you write? I can't see.
I wrote chatter slash talkative.
That's close. That's close to what I said.
Yep. Yeah. I think we're going to give him points.
Give him a point for that.
Arcan answered us, gets yappy.
Yeah, very yappy.
Gets yappy.
He gets, da, 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 yappy. He gets yappy.
And yeah, he made that sound effect. Arcan.
That I probably annoy Andy the most when I make inappropriate pause jokes or when I infer that he said something that he didn't actually say, that type of thing. I don't know exactly how to express that.
No, but I'm sorry.
That. Okay.
Andy's answer was ignoring callers.
Oh.
Ignoring callers.
And that is the first time host one is hearing about it.
I don't ignore that. I didn't think I did ignore
yes,
callers.
Yes, baby.
All right,
let's
well,
get off
I feel
her.
Like this okay. divorce is going to be very permanent when we're done with this game.
All right.
I had no idea.
And you are not welcome on the nighttime show.
All right, boys.
This is how the Red Sox Duran arbitration case is yes. going to go. Oh, you yeah. suck. Yeah, no, probably. You suck. Oh, yeah.
In what month was your fellow co-host born?
Oh, Jesus.
oh, Jesus.
I have no idea.
Got a 1 in 12 shot.
This is easy for him, yeah.
Math guy. Put it down. Put it down.
Wait, yeah, give is, our wait, give our can a couple seconds.
This is not
here.
Fair, actually.
Now, why?
Because he just took the day off for his birthday last week.
Oh, that is, oh that is right.
I have no idea
right.
when his
yes, the fix is in.
Right, so far this is
I
going,
totally forgot
this is
about
going
that.
Your way.
And
all right.
to be fair, in the 5 months we were together, I did not celebrate a birthday,
yeah,
so there's
so
a clue.
I have no idea.
Well, I just eliminated 5 months.
It could be, yeah, it can't be any of those months. All right, I got to guess.
Pick one of the other seven.
I got to guess.
All right, Andy, what month was Arcan born in?
October.
January.
Probably say the actual day.
Woo! January. Good job.
I wrote March.
Oh, no.
M-A
I
would
am
be
sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
But May. It's M-A-Y. Yeah.
May.
Too bad.
He got porked
fifth
on that.
Month of the year.
But you know what? I'm fine winning by porking.
All right.
Oh. Pause.
Oh, my God. There's another one. I've been clipping you all night, Andy.
Pause.
Does that mean the same thing, or is it like necking or whatever? I can't say.
When you say pause after anything, it just makes it funny.
All right.
Oh, really?
All right.
Can I just
fellas,
say the F word and then pause?
Name your co-host's favorite food. What is Christian Arcan's favorite food? What is Andy Hart's favorite food?
Oh. All right, I got a guess. I don't know what you think mine is.
No,
it seems like,
yeah,
seems
yeah,
like you're
like,
caught
oh,
on the trailer. I don't know
what it is. Yeah.
Christian, you want to share yours while Andy writes down his essay?
Andy's a hardo, so I'm saying steak.
No,
not
Andy
steak.
Went with, believe it or not, fish tacos.
Fish taco? I wouldn't
fish
have got that. No,
I love tacos. Fish tacos.
Certainly.
So I don't know if
there's
is
some nuance to this guy.
The roast beef sandwich at the Stockyard that he had that time we went out, and he was like, this is the best sandwich in the world.
That's a good guess. That is a good guess. Unfortunately, no. Oh,
that's my favorite sandwich.
Arcan, I know, and I actually asked him that. Arcan answered lobster. Lobster is
big
his
lobster
favorite
guy.
Food.
I love ripping apart a lobster.
Okay.
I learned now, something. Still 2-0.
Mm-hmm. This next one, I would imagine, would be easy. Name your co-host's favorite alcohol. Favorite
this is
alcohol.
Very easy
for
him.
You. Oh, yeah, for him.
If he doesn't
it's about,
get this.
About time I got on the board here,
right.
by the way.
This is more of just a listening skills question than
yeah.
anything else.
I don't listen, but
That's why we're gonna have a closer game in a few moments.
Who's going first?
All right, Christian.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. He nailed it.
Yep.
That's right. And Andy Hart.
Jameson.
Jameson.
I mean, I said
whiskey.
I didn't say specific.
No, that's
whiskey.
A whiskey, though, right?
It is a whiskey.
Yeah! You got it. You got it.
Okay.
I'll take that from the Yankee gift swap thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He bought a bottle of Jameson.
See?
No, using your noggin.
I may not listen, but
I bought Jameson because it was inexpensive. It's not because it was my favorite. But it is a whiskey, and I do like whiskey.
And
so
now it sits in my apartment. Thanks, Chris.
You got a bottle of Rubles.
You haven't cracked that thing open yet? Or
no,
what?
No. I've experienced it.
Attaboy.
Experience.
All right.
Connect with him.
Fellas, what is the name of your co-host's spouse? In both cases, it would be wife. What is the name of your co-host's wife?
I think I know this because she just commented on one of our Instagram.
Oh, that's not fair.
But I think I'm pretty sure this is right.
Uh-oh. Andy's got a confused look on his face.
No, I feel like I know it, but I don't know it.
I know for sure that Arkansas.
Oh, you definitely.
I've said her name before. Yeah.
No, you've definitely said it.
In fact, in regard, I guess I shouldn't say.
Yeah, this would have been easier for both of us if you had gone to the holiday party, but he couldn't because it was his birthday.
That's right, which gave you a little point right there. But yeah,
10 seconds, Andy.
I gotta write something down.
I would go with a female name at this point.
5 seconds, Andy.
It's wrong, but it's a female name.
Okay.
Arkan, what is the name of Andy Hart's wife?
I believe her name is Deirdre.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Got it.
She go by Deirdre? She go by like Dee Dee or something?
No.
No?
Some people call her Dee.
Deirdre was Imus's wife, that Deirdre. Remember that? He used to talk about her. Yeah.
Well, one of them, right?
One of his wives. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, Deirdre Hart.
I
hear she's great, but I've never met her before.
I'm not like Lou. I only got the one.
Big Lou.
I said Gretchen. I know it's wrong. So.
Gretchen?
Gretchen is incorrect.
No.
What is it?
Cindy.
Son of Cindy.
We would have also accepted Cynthia.
Last night,
I've never heard you say Cynthia.
Last night.
But we would have accepted that.
When you texted us about possibly getting drinks tonight, what did Arkan say? I have to check because Cindy is.
I know
he said it. Not feeling good, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
Not listening. All right, boys.
Yes.
What's the score?
3-2, Andy, by the way. That was a big one for
Christian. Right. I needed that, yeah.
Name all of your co-hosts' kids. First name only.
Okay. I know one for sure.
All, he said.
I know one for sure. I think I know the other one. You only have two kids, right? He only has two kids? Oh, I did not even get to know that. It's easy for me. You know, I only got the one. All right.
All right, about 10 seconds, boys.
That's true. It is kind of easy because your son became pretty...
He became
pretty
a big part of the show, right? Yeah. After he kicked my ass.
That's why I also gave him some nicknames after.
Heads down, Andy. What is the name of Christian's child or children?
George, a.k.a. the head butter, a.k.a. the stud.
That's right. George the animal.
Yeah. All right. I know for sure that your son, your football playing son is Jackson,
That's
and your
right.
daughter's name is Sydney.
Oh, good job.
Is that right?
Nailed
I'm actually very impressed.
Good job, Arkan.
Very impressed.
And you only ever mentioned Sydney once.
Shh, you're going to get me in trouble.
But you said that because I told you about Cindy, and you're like, oh, Cindy, my daughter's name is Cindy. So
nice.
There you go. All right, got it. All right, we're still 4-3 now?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
We're doing pretty well, I'd like to say.
Yeah, totally. You guys always
better than some that I've seen on these shows of actual, like, newlyweds and stuff.
You guys always are neck and neck. All right.
Pause.
Gross.
What is your co-host's favorite movie? Favorite movie?
I got no idea.
No idea. I have a guess.
I've heard you guys
talk about this movie before. I don't know if it's your favorite, but this is my best guess.
Okay, so there's a little context behind this one.
Yeah. 15 seconds.
Andy's going in with nothing on this one. This is more on to the side of the spectrum of, like, I'm guessing we haven't really discussed this.
Yeah, we haven't. It's true.
I'm ready.
All right,
pens down. Arkan, what is Andy's favorite movie?
I guess The Program.
Ah! He did not get it.
Close. Damn. No.
It's in the running.
Andy's favorite movie was Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Billy Good movie. Madison. Okay.
Andy.
Goodfellas?
Christian's favorite movie. I'm sorry. No.
I love Goodfellas, but it's not my favorite movie.
So I was in the ballpark?
No.
Not really.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack's my favorite movie. I love Caddyshack.
That's the answer.
So we both should have gone more the comedic route.
We both should have, yes.
Yep. All right.
Big whiff there. All right.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Fellas.
But we've never talked about it.
What do you think was your co-host's worst take on the show?
Oh, he's going to get this one.
He is?
What do I think his worst was, or what do I think he thinks my worst take is?
No. What do you think he thinks yours is? I apologize, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on.
So I'm writing my take that he thinks is stupid.
Yes. Apologize, I got a little wordy. 10 seconds, boys.
I'm sure the chat is saying something akin to, oh, there's a lot to choose from there.
Yeah. Too many to choose from.
Shout out our Twitches. Follow us.
I haven't heard a good take yet.
Twitches. Okay. So I'm writing down what I think he thinks is my worst take.
That's right.
Okay, I got it. You ready?
All right, Arkan, go ahead.
I think that he'll say that my worst take was that Swayman should get paid $9 million or whatever it was.
Nailed it.
Yeah, okay.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with redshirt QBs.
That's exactly
Nailed
right.
it! Wow!
That's exactly
Good job,
right.
Good job, boy.
And those were our biggest points of contention, I
yes,
think. Early on in the
boys.
Show, I don't think we yelled at each other over anything more than we did yep. those two topics. So yeah.
We called each other stupid and idiots, and you may hear some of that in odds and ends.
Fingers crossed. All right.
Wow. All right.
What do we got? 5-4, 4-3, 5-6?
5-4. Andy Hart hanging on to the lead.
We got two more.
Deep breath. Deep breath.
Fellas, what was your co-host's favorite guest? Favorite guest that we've had on this show? 15 seconds.
Andy, that was a very inquisitive look towards your...
Because I don't feel confident.
Your future former co-host.
I think there's a chance we're tied right now.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I don't feel great about this.
Christian, you went to the pen very quickly on
this
one.
Yeah, I think I got this one.
Okay.
5 seconds, Andy.
Okay.
All right. Christian, yep. What was Andy's favorite guest?
I believe it is the noted shower taker, deodorant user, and lotion applier, Mike Giardi, is his favorite guest.
I'm sorry.
What? How is that possible?
I'm sorry.
How is that not his favorite guest? He was just talking about how much he likes being near him and smelling him and all that stuff. He goes crazy every... I protest. I am protesting.
That was
this
not the answer.
There is no way that Mike Giardi is not Andy's favorite guest. That is
not
absurd.
The answer
that
I
is
was
ridiculous.
Given.
He wants to move to go antiquing with Mike Giardi every weekend. What are you talking about,
Andy?
That's preposterous.
What was Christian's favorite guest?
Scal.
No, sorry. You both answered. Cora.
Wow.
Alex Cora, you both answered Cora.
Well, at least I was being honest.
So was I.
You might like Cora, but not as much as you like Mike Giardi.
Giardi's a little boring sometimes, if we're going to be honest.
Oh, God.
Oh. Just kidding, Mike.
Wow. Man.
I thought that was in the bag.
Mike's boring.
Cover your ears.
What a day for Mike Giardi.
Why love that? You, Mike. Just kidding.
All right, last question, boys.
This is, I protest that question.
What is your co-host's favorite musical artist? 15 seconds.
I'm porked.
Okay, I got it.
Andy, 5 seconds.
It's like somebody I've never heard of.
You probably heard of him.
No, I haven't. There's no chance. So I'm going to guess the same wrong answer I used last night.
Wu-Tang.
Yes!
I do like Wu-Tang, but that's not right.
No,
sooner or later,
sorry.
Wu-Tang will be the answer, just like Dolby.
Arkan chose the Beatnuts. The Beatnuts.
For Andy, I said George Strait.
The Beatnuts.
And we're tied.
I can't say neck, but he can say Beatnuts.
You guys, I'm sorry. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
So we finish at 5-5-2.
There is no clear dumber or smarter person than both of you.
See, it's perfect. We were perfect for each other for 5 months.
Oh, my God.
Until they kicked us apart.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable that we tied on this. Like, that's very funny. I find this all very funny that we tied. Because we tied. The reason why we even had to do this is because we tied on that weird question about the bowling strikes, right?
Yes.
Which was ridiculous that we both came within one of that. That was ridiculous. That was fun. It sort of needed to be this way, didn't it?
Yeah.
It had to end this way.
Absolutely.
There's no winner.
If this were like a sitcom or something, people wouldn't like the ending because you can't end in a tie.
Cliffhanger.
I should have won, though, because Giardi's his favorite guest, and that's ridiculous that he said someone else.
I love Cora.
I like him, too, but you like Giardi more than Cora.
I like Giardi the person more than Cora because I know him better. But as a
guest, Giardi the man.
He's going to be defending this all night.
The sweet smelling man that he is.
All right. Well, there you go. We got one more segment to go. We'll go back over some of our favorite memories, or maybe just our one favorite memory, here on the afternoon show with Arkan and Hart. That's coming your way right after this. Odds and Ends are brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. It's Cars with a K, the number 4. Give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Like that song you hear all the time on sports radio. All right. We don't want to get all sentimental here because really I'm not going very far. I'll be still right here in the studios. Keith. No one's crying. No need to shed any tears here.
Stealing, crying son of a gun.
I'll be seeing you at the crossover.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you, Ted and Fitzy, at the crossover. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Christian Arcan show. It starts on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. The new iteration of the WEEI afternoon show starts on Tuesday at 2 o'clock with Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, and Nick Fitzy Stevens. But right now, before we go, we want to leave you with one of our all-time great moments here in the last 4 months. We had a disagreement about Jeremy Swayman and how much he should get paid. And, well, just listen.
No, because you're putting these, like, this misinformation
it's
out
not
there.
Misinformation.
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a free agent.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if he was.
I'm talking about his value, what his value would be.
His value changes if he's a free agent.
If he was a free agent, his value would be higher than
7.75. Right, so I don't need to know his free agent value.
What do you mean you don't need to know it? They're signing him right
now.
He's
not a free
agent. They're offering him a contract.
He's a restricted free
agent.
And
this is the way that he's negotiating.
But if he were a free agent, he'd be a free agent. And that would be his value.
Jesus Christ, you are ridiculous.
He's a restricted free agent.
I know what he is, Andy. I know what he is.
That's like saying if he had 5 Stanley Cups, what would his value be?
You say, well, I'm only a restricted free agent, so I should only ask for $8 million, 7.75.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I should just take that because I'm a restricted free agent.
That's how it works.
And I shouldn't ask for any more money because it doesn't matter what I think I'm valued.
So Tristan Casas
I'm not actually a free agent right
now.
You sound like a bozo when you say that.
No, I think you sound like a bozo when you don't speak properly.
Never, ever advocate for themselves. I am speaking properly.
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a goddamn free agent, you moron.
So then there's no point in saying it.
Stop talking. Just stop talking.
Why?
I didn't say that he was a free agent. I'm saying his value, which is what he's negotiating for right now, is he's doing that based on what it would be if he was a free agent. So this would
be
a hometown discount.
No.
That's what this offer is.
This would be a restricted free agent contract.
Which would be a hometown discount. Because it's less than what he would make
that
if
makes
he was
no
a free
sense.
Agent. Yes,
he's
it
not
does.
A free agent.
I know he's not a free Jesus.
Then why would
you're
it
like
matter?
You're like a 2-year-old.
No, I'm actually very intelligent, and you're not making
you're
any sense.
You're not very intelligent.
So Tristan Casas should ask
what
for the same
what the hell does Tristan Casas have to do with anything?
Now I'm going to tell you to shut up and let me speak for a minute.
Okay. Tristan Casas is a baseball player.
If he were
Tristan
a free
Cassis
agent,
doesn't play hockey. Tristan Casas is a baseball
player. If he were a free
player.
Agent,
isn't this fun when people interrupt with non-sequiturs?
If you could tell me to be quiet,
that
I could tell you
to
be
with
quiet.
Anything, fine, but you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you
trying
are.
Trying to play your game here.
You don't think this is a hometown discount?
Nuh-uh,
no,
yeah.
I don't. Okay, well, then
I
we disagree.
And I also don't think it matters if he was a free agent, because he's not a free agent. Just like Tristan Casas is going to be offered a deal based on taking it early before he's a free agent.
Because
once you're a free
and
agent,
he's probably going to turn it down, you idiot. What do you think he's going to take?
Why are we
this
calling
thing?
Names?
Because so you're
angry.
Being ridiculous.
You're being an idiot.
You're
I can
being
call you
ridiculous.
Names too. Like, this is the dumbest argument you've ever
it's
had.
It's not dumb at all.
Because you're angry for something and I don't
you
know
with
why.
Jeremy Swayman in the way that he's negotiating.
And like he's a
and
free agent.
And you're saying, well, he shouldn't do that because he's not a free agent. What do you think?
Is he a free agent?
What do you think his agent is doing right now?
Is he a free agent?
No, of course not.
Okay, so
he's
going to
be one next year. He's a restricted free agent now.
Value next
and he's
year.
Negotiating for what he thinks he deserves.
That's
which
his
is
value
what he
next
would get
year.
On the free agent market.
As a he's not a free agent. That's not how that works. That's not how
you
business
just keep
works.
Saying that over and over, if you really think it's such a strong argument,
it's the facts.
Is it?
It's a very strong argument because when you have
it has
facts,
nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
So then, why do guys sign early for less money?
He's not doing that, Andy.
No, the point is
he doesn't
they
want to sign
do it
for
because
less
that's
money.
How it works.
He doesn't want to sign
you're
for less money.
You're not a free agent. Free agents cost more. When you reach free agency, you make more.
Well,
there is
the Bruins should have thought of that before they traded
market.
All their leverage and before they made him their number
okay,
one
that's
guy.
That's a separate issue.
It's not a separate issue
but
because that's how he's negotiating.
He's not a free agent.
You're being
agent.
Ridiculous
and
about
if that's
this.
The case, now I see why Cam Neely's so pissed.
Why?
Because if he says, if I were a free agent.
Take whatever offer I give him, no matter what, and they should never complain because they're not free agents. That's what you should do?
He's not a free agent.
I know he's not a free agent. Jesus Christ.
Well, you
I
keep
know
bringing
he's not
it
a free agent.
Like it matters.
It does matter.
It does not
it
matter.
Because it sets their value and it sets what they think.
And
if he holds out and doesn't play, the Bruins are porked. And it doesn't matter that he's not a free agent.
If he's porked too because he doesn't get paid and he doesn't play.
It's bad
so
for everybody.
Porked.
I agree with that.
Right,
it's bad for everybody.
So maybe he should realize he's not a free agent.
Wow.
Man.
And you guys agree in the end.
I know.
That's a long way to long road to get into agreement.
Yeah,
that's kind of true. That was early on in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Stiz was
that was
really
early
worried.
October.
Yeah.
Stiz like thought we were gonna fight, we were gonna swear.
Yeah,
like,
I was like kind of new to working with both of you guys and seeing
our first
your
show,
chemistry.
Our first show was in like August. That was October, as you said?
Yeah, early
yeah,
October.
So
like
we've been on the air like a month. Together? Not
yeah.
even?
Yeah.
And we were, I was probably a little worse than you were in that one in terms of
Houston.
Getting personal. I got
yes,
a
it is.
You idiot!
Yes, it is. Like, no, it's not. No. Yes, it is.
That was my favorite part.
I was calling you some names, yeah. Anyways.
Basically, at that point, we were just going to disagree over everything.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty
we
much.
We were so worked up, we were going to disagree over
everything. And we didn't have a lot of other big fights like that. We had a couple.
No.
We didn't have a lot of other. That was the big one.
QB red shirt we fought
QB
over.
QB red shirt thing, yeah. We had,
that one.
That was a fight, yeah.
We had a couple minor disagreements, but that was the... That was a good old school, like 15 round Rocky yeah. fight.
And the important thing to remember here is that Jeremy Swayman worth every penny. It's really
he's turning the
really
corner. He's know. Turning it's the true. Corner. He might
he's
be
making,
worth it.
He's making me look a little less stupid now lately. But there you go. All right, Andy. Listen, man, it's been fun. Look forward to seeing you at the crossover. And anytime I have to come down here and fill in or something like that,
always
if that
welcome.
Ever happens, I'd be happy to do that. It's been a fun 4 months. Same with you, Dan Ball. Stiz, of course, going to miss you guys. But I'm not going far. I'll be seeing you just as much as I see you now, basically, when the Christian Arcan show starts on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your evening. Here comes KJ Carson. He's got you for the duration of the night up until 10 o'clock. We're out of here. Talk to you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.
See you. Thinking of Ted Johnson, and I just got neck on my mind. Guy's got a massive neck.
It's the cheapest place to go to nice places.
What does that mean?
I can tell you, I view a lot of teenage boys.
The Kansas City Royals have entered the chat.
Hey, guys, I think I'm starting to kick in. I'm tripping to the balls.
The neck bone's connected to the head bone.
That's right.
Rhythm is gonna get you.